Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson as she recaps Monday's school board meeting. First meeting that we were actually in person, so all got to spread our germs together and be around with each other in the same room, but a good time to see everybody's face and go through the meeting. In that meeting, some important things getting done, not a lot on the agenda, but one of those things right off the bat was the general obligation school bonds when it comes to the new middle school project, that sale. Great rate in that when it comes to the interest rate. Take us through just really quickly, Cassie, kind of what that meant to get that all approved.
Yeah, we feel very fortunate that timing on all of this project has really been almost perfect, to be honest. The March 3rd approval and then the bond sales yesterday were lower than, you know, the interest rate was much lower than anticipated. We were hoping for a 3% interest rate and we got a 2.21%, which means we will have more money to actually build the building as opposed to paying the interest. So we're very pleased with that. Everything just is falling into place very well. And we're working with teachers right now on getting input for the design. And in a few weeks here, we hope to have some drafts to show the community. And I think they'll be very excited.
Now, going forward, when it comes to, obviously, we're talking about how the meeting, we're all in person. We're talking about, you know, things when it comes to the school board that they are going to be a part of here, as obviously we're not in the school year now. But talking about, you know, memberships and things the board has been a part of in the past and continues to be a part of to help out with the school board. One of those things, obviously, the School Board Association, some of the other things, other memberships that the board decided on last night. Take us through those memberships, those different groups, if you will, and what they mean for the district.
I always appreciate the board just being very aware of how we spend all of our money. And so when the board is trying to decide if they're going to invest in a membership to an organization, they really want to make sure that there's a benefit to our community and to our school district. And so that was a lot of the conversation. They did choose to be members of three different organizations. I think it was the right choice for us right now. One of them is the Iowa School Finance Association. And with the finance of the state and all the projects that we're doing, Larry and Margaret do just a phenomenal job of making sure that we have all the information that we need and we can make good fiscal decisions. Another group that was a very low amount of money, $750 for the year, but is the Rural School Association, and that's a federal association and really helps us advocate with the federal government that small school districts still need to be taken care of. We need to be well-funded, and we need to make sure that the mandates that they're putting on us are reasonable and feasible. The last one we talked about was the Iowa School Board Association, and this was the most probably controversial. We have not been members for the last few years because there's a few business practices that we disagree with. However, that organization provides so many different benefits. It's not just about business partnerships. They also help provide training and resolutions and legal advocacy as well. And those are things that right now, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic, we really do need to be, I think, a part of that bigger voice as we're trying to figure out how are we going to get kids back in school and make sure people are taken care of and their safety is prioritized and that we are making good policy decisions, but we're also advocating at both the state and the federal level for solid policy changes or funding changes. And so we did decide that we are going to rejoin IASB for this next year and see if, in fact, it is as beneficial as we think it's going to be for us. And then each year we get to make that decision again. So I think that's also a good business practice for us, is to make sure we truly take a look at it annually and make the best decisions for Knoxville.
Now, moving forward, I'll say when it comes to this meeting, one thing that I've noticed over the past years with the Knoxville School Board and the Knoxville School District has the advancement in technology, and that was one of the parts when it came to the new middle school as well. Another portion of that is obviously the kids at West Elementary having iPads, and most of our schools having iPads and technology. Little iPad purchase last night, compliments kind of the Federal CARES Act. Take us through what that really is and what that means for West Elementary moving forward.
Yeah, the CARES funds were created actually from the COVID-19 specifically for schools so that we can make purchases to make sure our kids are continuing their learning. And it really made the most sense to us to finish out our one-to-one iPad initiative and purchase the additional iPads needed for kindergarten, first, and second graders. If we do need to have distance learning again next year, all of our kindergarten through 12th grade students will have their own iPad. We can send it home with the kids, and they can continue doing learning in kind of an easier fashion. Right now, we just had a 2-to-1 at West Elementary, which is K-2, and it worked okay, but it was not ideal for us. And so using roughly $75,000 of our CARES money, we will be able to round out our technology. And I think that's just going to be great for our students, for our teachers, and our families.
Now, another portion that was not in the meeting, but something I think that adds to the iPads and adds to the technology advancement here at the Knoxville Community School District, was the rolling out of the new website and mobile app for the district. I looked at both of them. I think they're huge upgrades, great upgrades. I had in my app tell me today what the news was with the district. So take us through, you know, that thought process, why the district wanted to go that way and make those changes now, and kind of how awesome and excited you are to have those changes completed.
Last summer and last fall, we had a communications task force, and several parents were included in that, as well as staff members. And one of the pieces that we kept hearing was our website was not very easy to navigate, and we lacked having a mobile app that parents and kids and community members could get easy information from. And so we put the task force together. I'd like to thank Barry Smith and Lisa Willis, who really were the driving forces to work with a couple different vendors to select what we think is the best opportunity for us. And we were planning to actually unveil this back in March. And with COVID-19, like everything else, it had to be delayed a little bit. And we are so excited that the day finally has come. So it's live. We do have a new website. We believe it is easier to navigate and get information from. The app is wonderful. I would really encourage, you can get it off of the Apple iTunes store or off of the Google store if you have an Android. It's free. Go download the app. You would be able to get lots of good information at your fingertips and be able to contact the school. So we're very pleased with the outcome, and we hope our community also appreciates it.
Thanks to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knicareless.com and click podcast.